Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Date of birth, 11-12-87. Today is the 17th. Chief complaint, right leg pain. This is a young lady who was recently hospitalized with possible PE, was started on Eliquis, E-L-E-Q-U-I-S, then subsequently saw her hematologist who did a repeat CT scan. The repeat CT scan did not show any evidence of PE. Patient has lots of back pain and lots of muscle pain. Today she's having pinpoint tenderness over the right calf and has multiple trigger points all over her body, period. Any paragraphs? Because of the fact that she was hospitalized recently and high risk of DVT, we did a DVT study, which was very negative for DVT at this time. Medications, see the list I created last time. Review of system, shortness of breath, back pain is gone. Urinary tract infection symptoms are gone. Has had no hematemesis, meditative seizure convulsion, has history of low B12 and it's being replaced. Allergy, Cipro, social, married, has children. Smokes half a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol, surgery, tubal ligation, C-section. Medical problems as above, 124 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 16, 72, 122 over 82. Heart pauses, was it too long to clear abdomen soft, make sure DVT screen shows no rash. The tenderness over the right gastrocnemius muscle appears to be pinpoint. There's no increased girth of the muscle. There's no redness. There's no heat. DVT studies and arterial studies are totally negative. Number one, right leg pain, most likely musculoskeletal. Number two, patient is already on Lyrica. We increased the Lyrica today to 50 milligrams, two at night and one in the morning. Next number, needs to see rheumatologist. Next number, symptoms and findings are very much consistent with possible fibromyalgia. Next number, rest of medication left as before. Next number, I explained to the patient that she is at high risk of developing DVT. The DVT study is negative at this time, but over the weekend, if the leg becomes swollen, develops tenderness, must go to the emergency room to repeat DVT study. Thank you.